she'll kind of say something to me, and then I'll go back at her, and then she'll ignore me, and I'm like, oh, now she's ignoring me. I'm like, man, she's losing interest or whatever.
Hi, my name is Jen.
My name is Christian, and this is Love A Little Podcast.
So for those of you that are new here, this is Love A Little Podcast, where we talk about all things marriage, kids.
Todo.
De todo. Todo el chicken pollo. And this is episode
7.
Seven? Already?
Episode 7.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Episode right? 7. Yes. No. Yes.
This is right. Episode 7. This
wow,
is
officially. It flew by.
No, I know.
I feel like.
I feel like the more we do it, now that we're getting like, it's just kind of like, oh, whoa. You know, it's going by quick. So this is episode 7. We are dropping episodes every Friday for those that don't know.
At
Friday.
7:30.
No. 7.
I'm sorry, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. flat, not 30.
Sorry, I was thinking that you have to be.
7 p.m. flat Pacific Standard Time. I said flat. 7 p.m. on the dot Pacific Standard Time every single Friday. A lot of the stuff that we do talk about is based on our relationship, what works for us. Might work for you, might not work for you. But this is how we do things. And today's topic is... do we argue or how do we handle disagreements? And I think that's a good topic to talk about because everyone thinks, you know, Christian and Jen, the RCO family, are a perfect, perfect couple. They look like they never have disagreements. We're humans. I like to do certain things this way. She likes to do certain things that way. Sometimes we, you know. But I think it's a good topic to talk about because everyone has disagreements. Everyone has little arguments, but it's just how do we deal with it and how do we get through it? So, without further ado, my beautiful wife should take this one.
Okay. So, without further ado, this episode is going to be really short because we don't argue. Again, we are the perfect couple. I'm just kidding. No, seriously. Okay. On a serious note.
On a serious note. Girl, bro. I think you should start, with the disagreements. Like, how do we, how do you get over them or how do you deal with it? Like, whenever we disagree on something or?
Obviously, you know, we're just like every other couple. We have disagreements. We have arguments. We have times where we're just not in the mood and everything just, you know, irks us. But this is how we handle our disagreements. You know, obviously, we are disagreeing on something. It's usually, like, something very dumb and little that will turn into, like, you know, something that is really unnecessary. But honestly, to be honest, like, I'm not a person that holds grudges. Well, I am, but I can't hold a grudge with Christian, if that makes sense. Like, I can't, like, be without talking or, like, ignoring him or... stuff like that. Like, that's just not how we work. I know a lot of people could go days without talking to their partner. But I can't. So whenever we have a disagreement, honestly, it's just like one of us just breaks the ice or we just forget about it. Like, the kids will do something and I'm like, oh, babe, come look at your kid. Or like, and then we just leave it in the past. Like, we just forget about it. And also, like, if I know I'm at fault, you know, later at night, like, when we're in bed, that's usually the time, like, that we use to talk, like, to talk about stuff. And I'm like, oh, you know what, babe? Like, I'm sorry that earlier I snapped at you or earlier I told you this or earlier, you know, I'm sorry. Like, that was, my fault. Or I shouldn't have, like, taken it that far or whatever. And then sometimes we just don't even talk about it. We just ignore it, leave it in the past, and we continue on about our day.
That's if it's, like, little petty dumb stuff, you know, obviously.
Yeah. To be honest, like, we don't ever really have, like, nothing super huge to argue about.
I think.
Besides, you know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, you know, you need to take initiative or something. Something just, like, you know, when you're in a bad mood, you just.
Blur out
stuff, you know, because you're overwhelmed or whatever. But Yeah, that's pretty much how I feel like I handle my arguments. Like, I just, you know, I own up to them if I have to.
Well, that's not technically argument. That's disagreement. Disagreement well, and argument, I feel like, is different. Argument is in the act of, like okay, arguing, and disagreement is, like, you know, not agreeing on something. I feel like it's different. Because disagreement can lead to an argument.
Okay, so, yeah, so the disagreements that lead to arguments.
Let me explain something. All right, so disagreeing. We do disagree on a bunch of stuff, obviously, like, because we both have different opinions. We think different, but at the end of the day, we come together and agree on one thing. But yes, we both have disagreements on stuff, just like, you know, regular day-to-day stuff or whatever. Or like, oh, I think we should do this and then do that. Or, but then she's like, no, I think it's better if we do this and then do that. So then I'll think about it. Before, like, in my Christian, the old Christian that's like very like, no, I want to be right. Like, I'm always right. Like, I don't want no one to prove me wrong, blah, blah, blah. I would always want to win. Like, I always want to win, and I always want to be correct. But at the same time, but in real life, like, that's not how things work, you know? You got to take consideration of your partner, because she might be right. She might be right. You just got to listen, and
I'm always right.
I disagree. You see that? No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, at the end of the day, you should always take your partner into consideration, because they might have a point. You might just be in a funk and don't want to hear it in the moment. But always take your partner into consideration, because they might be right. Also, okay, so yeah, we disagree. You know, we're humans. We disagree, and I feel like it's good to disagree, because you're stating your honest opinion, if that makes sense. Because if you're just like, don't state or mention what you think, it's not being you, you know, you're not stating your opinion or giving your part of whatever the
situation is. And then sometimes the other person doesn't know what you're thinking, you know? So you're probably all mad or frustrated, but why? Because you're not speaking up. You're not letting your partner know that you're not agreeing with him. And I think that's really important. That's one thing that me and Christian do. Like, we never just not, like, talk about it. Like, we always, if I'm disagreeing with him, I let him know, like, no, you know, I don't think that's right, or whatever the disagreement may be. Even when it comes to the kids, like, you know, as parents, sometimes you disagree on certain things, and like, you just have to talk about it and make either meet in the middle, or like, hear the person out. And then sometimes you have a change of mind, which has happened to us a lot, where we're like, oh, you know, I never thought about it like that. You're right. Like, I agree with you. But yeah, always when it comes to disagreements, like, you really have to, you know, talk about it. Don't just, like, if a person says something and then, like he said, you know, let it turn into an argument, or just not say nothing, because sometimes, like, the other person doesn't even know what's going through your head if you don't let them know, you know? And then now you're creating a problem for yourself.
Mm-hmm. So I think that goes back to the communication thing that we mentioned in a previous episode, that, like, you got to really communicate. And I can't stress this enough. Like, communication literally will fix or have a steadier ride in a relationship if you communicate. Literally, because especially a lot of men nowadays, they like to hold a lot of stuff in and they don't say stuff. Or even women, they just kind of keep it to themselves, or waiting for them to kind of know what they're thinking. Like, we're not mind readers. Neither are they, you know? I mean, you guys are kind of mind readers. You guys almost know everything. But what I'm trying to say at the end of the day is, communicate. If there's something that bothers you, mention it. If you don't like something, mention it. You might come to a disagreement, but at the end of the day, they're going to take you into consideration and be like, all right, you know what? He has a point. Or to make things better for this person, I got to change this a little bit, or I got to do this. So I think at the end of the day, communication, and both come to some type of agreement. I mean, yeah.
And there's times where you don't come into agreement, you know, and that's okay. But at least now you both know what your mindset is mm-hmm. in regards to that situation.
Yep.
You know, because it has happened to us. That's true. Because
right now, wait, sorry to cut you off. Right now, I said till you both come to an agreement, not necessarily in the sense of like you have to both agree on either his or her. Like, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh. But yeah, you know, sometimes you won't come into agreement and that's totally okay. But at least you both know now what he thinks and what you think, mm-hmm. you know? And like that, you guys are going to have like a better perspective into the situation or whatever. And at least it won't be like as big of a deal.
Mm-hmm. It's just knowing that this bothers that person or that they don't agree on something. At least you know, you know?
And then Yeah, and then also, like, when it comes to, like, disagreements about the kids, I feel it's so important to, like, never have disagreements in front of the kids.
Yeah, like, argument. Okay, now we're going
to switch. Well, disagreements and arguments when it comes mm-hmm. to the kids, like, that's.
No, I think it's okay to have disagreements in front of the kids. Arguments, no. Disagreements, yes, because they know, like, oh, you know.
No, like, but my I'm dad saying, like, when it comes to the kids, like, sometimes, like, Camila comes and tells you something and then, like, tells me a different thing, you know? And then now we're, like, both have two different things, right? Or, for an example, like, when she wants food at night and I tell her no and then she goes and tells you.
Like, if she wants a snack or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then even something little like that. And then Christian will tell her, yeah. And then I'll be like, but she already came to ask me. And then I hear her. I'll be like, babe, I already told her no because, you know, she didn't eat, or I offered her to eat and she didn't want to, or whatever. And then, you know, he has to be like, you know, he needs to kind of stand by me, like, because then now she knows that she could get away with it.
Yeah, and in ways like that, yeah, we do come to, but like, say I didn't know or whatever. But then we both do have to be on the same page in that point, because then now the child would just be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to go to dad because he'll say yes and you say no. But I think at the end of the day, you both have to be or make the same decision. Like, it's like, nope, this is what we're going by and that's what it is. All right, so now we're going to switch over a little bit to arguments. So we just talked about disagreements. Now disagreements leading into an argument. So how do we deal with arguments? And I think I'm gonna go first on this one.
Because I already talked about arguing with thinking it was a disagreement.
No. No, so arguing. When I say arguing, I mean like having disagreements, but like in a heated way. So like talking like a little bit more high volume, arguing, going back and forth. No, like this. No, like that. How about this? How about that? All right, so before, in the beginning of our relationship, obviously, you know, before Camila and stuff, we would argue and stuff, and I would want to be right, like, no, did like that, or blah, 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 and I would want to be right. And the thing about Jen, or like say I had a disagreement on something, and the thing about Jen, the way she would handle an argument, she would just kind of just,
your part and then not talk
she
about
would, hold on. She, hold on, it's because I need to mention that. She would kind of like just be quiet, and I'll be like, no, like I want to talk about this right now because I want to fix it in the moment, because then later on we're going to forget about it and then this is never going to get fixed. And she would just like ignore me and kind of move away. I'm like a little chihuahua, like, rawr, rawr. But then,
literally,
but I'll be like, come on, like, dude, like, we got to fix this, like, come on, blah, blah, blah. And then she'll kind of say something to me, and then I'll go back at her. And then she'll ignore me, and I'm like, oh, now she's ignoring me. I'm like, man, she's losing interest or whatever. But I came to the realization, and it was correct what she did. When someone's heated or hot in the moment, it is always best to take a deep breath, step back, and then come back when you have calmed down to talk about your argument or your disagreement, especially when you're heated, in a heated moment, because it can lead to you saying something that you do not mean. So you can say something you did not mean to the person because you're mad, you're angry, you're in a heated argument or in a heated moment, and you'll just start saying stuff. You'll start saying stuff, and you might say something that you didn't even mean. And then later on, when you calm down, you regret every single thing you said. You're like, wow, like, I probably talked too much. I said a little too much. And she, at the end of the day, she didn't even say nothing because she wanted to cool down. So she doesn't regret anything she did because now she's ready to talk. And now it's like, ooh, I'm coming with this baggage that I just said something that I didn't mean. So I think, or I've learned, but not saying that I wanted to win at the moment. It's just I wanted to come to an agreement in a heated moment. And she didn't. I've learned to just take a deep breath, stand back a little bit, and then when you guys are both relaxed and calmed down, then you come together and be like, you know what, babe? I apologize this happened. Sorry I was arguing with you or I disagreed on this, but this is how I feel. And that's what has worked for us. We're not perfect, but that's what has worked for us. Babe? Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously, like, when we would have arguments, now I feel we don't, like, we argue, obviously, but we don't have as many arguments as we did in the beginning of the relationship. And, you know, I'm the type of person that when I'm, like, when I'm so mad, like, you know, when I get...
Oh, she gets mad.
I get mad. Like, I get really mad, and I do, you know, say things that I might not mean, and I snap, so I know myself. So when, you know, me and Christian were having an argument, like, I would just, you know, I would just tell him, like, leave me alone. Like, I don't want to talk to you right now. Just leave me alone. And he would not listen. Like, he was just like, ah, nah, nah. I'm like, let's talk right now, you know? And then I would be like, no, like, I don't want to talk. Like, just leave me alone. Like, I'll talk to you whenever I'm ready. And I'm just like that because I know that when I'm, like, so mad, I will snap, you know, I will snap. So, you know, that's, like, a way of me, like, controlling myself and, like, not saying things that I don't mean or, you know, just talking out of my ass because that's what happens when you're, you know, you're frustrated, you're mad, you're, you know. So Christian would never understand that part. But now, you know, he realizes that. So now whenever, like, I tell him, like, you know, just leave me alone right now. I'll talk to you whenever I'm ready. Like, he knows, like, to leave me alone. And then once, you know, I'm calmed down and ready to talk, then, you know, we talk about it. We don't just, like, ignore it. Like I was mentioning earlier, you know, usually when it's an argument, like a heated argument, we bring it up, you know, to the table and we talk about it and we fix things. Like when we have little disagreements, you know, sometimes we just ignore it, whatever it is, what it is, like nothing serious. But when it comes to us, you know, like having arguments like that, you know, we talk about it, we apologize and we make up. But that's one thing about us, though. Like, we might have an argument, but we never go without talking. Like, we just, you know, we apologize, we own up to it, and then we move on with our relationship. And honestly, if you move on, like, from the argument, as long as it's not, like, you know, something no really type of disrespectful, some, yeah. Like, obviously, you know, it's harder that way, but... Like, for us, we've always set, like, boundaries and respect in our relationship. Like, me and him, like, no nos llevamos. Like yes, we play around, but we don't be, like, cussing at each other. We don't be disrespecting each other or anything like that. Because I feel like once you disrespect each other, it's so much easier to just disrespect each other all the time. Especially, like, in a heated argument. So, me and him, like, we're never calling each other names or nothing like that. And if you do it, it's okay if that's just the way you are, you know, it's fine. But I just think, like, for me, it's just, like, a sign of respect.
Just boundaries.
Other. Yeah, and, you know, when you have arguments, it's just so much easier to disrespect each other. But yeah, with that being said, you know, we have arguments, and, you know, the way, that's the way I deal with them. You know, I just, I like to cool off, take time to think, you know, because sometimes I'm thinking I'm right and really I'm wrong. So then, you know, that time gives me the time to be like, oh, damn, you know, it was my fault, you know, or no, it actually was his fault, you know. Majority of the time, I'm always right, though.
I felt like I knew I was coming.
But, you know, it's just, it's part of life. It's part of marriage. I feel like, you know, people think that marriage is butterflies and rainbows, and it's not.
I feel like at the end of the day, marriage is like, who do you want to struggle with? Who do you want to argue with?
Yeah, choose your person. Choose your person. You know what I'm saying?
That
you want to do
that. That you know that will ride through the bumps along the way. You know what I'm saying?
And then one thing about us, too, like, when we have arguments, like, we don't like to go to bed mad. Like, we don't like to start a new day and, like, be mad, like, or, you know, or whatever. Because, you know, it's never a problem.
It's just, you got to think about it. It's like, we only have this one life. Like, let's make the best of it. We are human. We have disagreements. We have argued. But I think at the end of the day, knowing you both want to fix it is what really matters. Because if it's just some one person that, or like, you know, vice versa, me or her, that wants to fix the issue, it's not going to work that way. As long as you know you both are always trying to fix something, I think that's what's going to make things work out. We're not perfect. We're not the best couple in the world. We do try hard to make this work. I mean, obviously, there's disagreements and stuff along the way, but we make it work. All right. I think that covers that.
Remember, it's a two-way street, not a one-way street.
Well, technically, it's a one-way street. You're both going that way. Oh.
Not our alarms.
It is 6:50 in the morning, guys.
That's our alarm.
It is 6:50 a.m. We are filming this podcast episode.
Forgot to turn it off.
Yeah, that it is 6:50. Oh, I want to cover something real quick. So people mentioned, like, where are the kids while you guys are filming? The kids are sleeping. It's 6:50 a.m. Yeah. In like 10 minutes, we're going to wake up Camila to...
And we have a camera right here.
And we have a camera right here watching them.
So when you guys see me, like, look down.
Yeah, when we look down, it's because we have a little monitor right here looking at the kids. But yes, the kids are sleeping while we're filming. All right. So now to the last one that we're going to close out with, which is still based off of how do we handle disagreements, how do we argue. I think this is a good one because I feel like it's different in many households. So who gives in first? So like say you have an argument, who gives in first, me or you? Or how do we make up? Obviously we talk about it, but how do we make up besides make up?
I think I give in easy. Like I literally just give, like I mentioned before, it's so hard for me to stay mad at him. Like, obviously, we have our disagreements and stuff, but, like, let's say I'm cooking or something, then, you know, like, that's just my way of, like, breaking the ice. Like, I'll make something that, like, he really loves, or I'll do something, you know, like, to kind of break the ice, and...
We just continue with our...
Yeah, we literally with just our routine, continue, you know? Like... Or the kids will do something like, oh, babe, look, come look at your kids. Or like,
yeah,
like literally, like if we never argued. Like,
that. But obviously, we still talk about it. But I think that's how we kind of break the ice, like, after a disagreement or an argument.
Like, imagine just living, like, let's say we have an argument. And then I'm just, like, holding that against you for, like, a whole week. And imagine how miserable, like, that must be. Dude, that would suck.
No, and then especially living in the same household, not talking to your significant other while you're sleeping in the same bed, like, that's horrible. And I know it happens in a lot of households, and that's what leads to divorce or things like that, because people want to be prideful and don't want to be the one to, like, hey, you know, to apologize.
I know sometimes it's hard to, like, let the argument go, but honestly, just let it go. Like, let it go. Move on. It is what it is, and tomorrow there'll be another argument. Imagine you're just holding all those arguments and you just go based off that. Oh, well, he got me mad 3 years ago. Like,
imagine, yeah, no. That's horrible.
Honestly, like, we all have an argument. I can't even remember. Like, the next day, I can't even remember why we argued. Like, I literally just forget about it. I throw it at the very, very back of my head, like, where it's, like, the last thing I'm thinking about. Because what's important is, like, right now, you know?
But at the end of the day, but also, I feel like it depends what, I mean, obviously, you get through everything because you work things out. But, like, the arguments or disagreements that we have, majority of the time, it's literally on regular day events. As in, babe, the backyard, we need to clean it up or something. Or, like, we're having people over today. You know, we need to pick up some dog poop back there that I probably didn't pick up the day before or something. Little chore stuff, little things like that. Don't get it twisted though. I stay on top of my stuff, but I'm talking about tedious stuff. Yeah, that's like more of the stuff ready, that we like getting ready. All right, babe, like we gotta go already. Why are you barely doing this, or why are you barely hopping in the shower?
Yeah, just little things like that. Nothing,
you know. It's never nothing. Really nothing crazy, but.
But either you way, know? You know, like, if I really wanted to, I'll hold that against him. Like, oh, you never clean the dog shit. Or, like, you know, something like that. And just keep on, you know, pushing that. And when really, it's not that serious, you know? Mm-hmm. It's really not that serious. And honestly, like, everyone has arguments. Everyone has disagreements. They might not show it in front of you, but they, trust me, they have them.
Mm-hmm. Everyone,
and it just depends on you how you want to handle it. Do you want to be mad over an argument you had 3 years ago, or do you just want to move on and, you know, live your life and, you know, enjoy the moment with your partner, and that's it. So it's really up to you, like, how do you want to live? Mm-hmm. You know, and we decide to live in the moment and not take little things too serious.
Enjoy life, you guys. Life is short, literally. No pun
imagine
intended.
Imagine how boring it would be if no one had arguments or disagreements. I'd be like, okay, babe. Yeah, babe. Uh-huh. I agree. Yes, yes.
Yes, no. Master. Yes, yes, master. Okay.
Like, we'll imagine do what you say. How boring that would be.
No, we both have our own minds, our own brains, and we both have our say, you know. All right, now, I didn't even explain my side of who gives it first.
Okay, go
I was
ahead.
Still going.
I already spoke for you.
I know, but you did. But I think, no, I think actually I give in first, usually. Like, if, say, we're, like, kind of, like, you know, we give our space.
Well, you usually get me mad, so.
And we're like that. So I have to give, you know, yeah. Whatever. I have to, like, what's up, babe? Like, give me a kiss. Or, like, yeah, we just do, I don't know, I just do certain things, I guess. But like she said, yeah, it would just be, like, I'll go over there and, like, touch your butt. Or something like that. She kind of gives in sometimes. Sometimes she'd be trying to play hard to get, but, you know, after. Hey, nothing like, hold on. Nothing like some besitos after giving her stressitos. You know what I'm saying? That's always the best. To all my couples out there, tell me that ain't the best. When I say besitos, you know what I'm talking about. Besitos after a little disagreement.
Oh. He always tells me that. Some besitos for the stressitos.
You know what I'm saying? We just both kind of, I guess, like, just naturally go back into, like she said, like, we'll just be like, oh, babe, look, can you look at Mateo? Or, like, look what he's doing. Like, if nothing happened.
Yeah.
Like, and then after, we'll just come back and talk about the little situation or whatever it was. But yeah.
And then another thing, sorry, before we try not to argue in front of, like, your family or friends. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's a big one. Sometimes it has happened to us, you know, where we're kind of starting to, like, you know, and I'm the type of person, like, if Christian, like, if we're in family and he starts, it's like telling me something, I just try to ignore him. Like, you know, this is not the place. Oh, I'm about to beat up my Bruno. But I don't like to have arguments in front of, like, family mm-hmm. or friends, because I just don't think that's okay. Sometimes it will happen, you know, but try to avoid it, because honestly, like,
it's not cool. It's not just, cool to make someone else feel uncomfortable. It makes it
awkward, yeah, you know, and it's awkward when you do it, and then it's awkward when, like, other people are having an argument or disagreement in front of you as well. Try, you know, just wait till you get in the car, because that's me right there. Like, if Christian does something,
hijo de su chingada madre.
I just hold it in, like, I'll be pissed, like, holding it in, you know? And then as soon as we get in the car, I'm like, yo! No, just kidding, I don't hit him, but you know, I taught him right away, like, whenever, like, it does, you know, he does do something, or I wait till we get in the car, and then I tell him, like, hey, dude, you know, you did this, and that was not cool, like, what's up with that, and he knows that, like,
I do stuff, but I think that when she's talking about this, it's more like in the beginning, like boyfriends and girlfriend stages.
No, the I'm rough just patches. Saying, though, like, you know what I'm saying? There's still little things. Like,
no, I'm disagreeing. No, I'm just kidding.
Like, you know? Or even like when we're having something here and then you're all stressed out trying to get things done and then I'm doing things too and he's like, babe, where's this? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll look for it.
Hosting a party, like, is very stressful.
Well, you know where everything's at. Like, tell me, you know? And just when little she... things like that. And then... You know, and then I'm just, like, trying to hold my cool, you know. I'm just, and then after everybody leaves, I'm like, you know, I don't think that was cool that you were talking to me like that. Let it be the last time.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking
She's
about.
Talking about, no, a specific incident.
No, I'm just because, saying no, because general.
I know, but I'm talking about, like, because it's, like, dumb stuff sometimes. Like, for example, say we're hosting a party. You know, obviously, we're doing things last minute. We're Latinos. We're Mexican, and we do things last minute, and we're rushing. We're doing this. We're doing that. So she says she's in the kitchen.
Don't speak on everybody's
name. So say she did do things last minute, too. She's doing things in the kitchen. You know, we're prepping. We already got people at the party. I'm looking for stuff like, where's that? She knows where everything's at. So I'm like, babe, do you know where the lemons are or where these are? And she's also busy doing something. So I'm like, babe, do you know where the lemons are? And I did mention that in front of, like, company. I was, like, telling her, like, babe, well, you know where they're at. That's what she's talking about. She was just like, you little mother. Well, yeah, look for them, homie.
I just don't like, for him to give me attitude or anything like that in front of people because I don't do it to him. So I tell him, like, you know, that I don't think that's cool. Like,
it is not cool, but it wasn't like I mentioned. It's not like over
it happens.
Crazy.
Obviously, like it happens. You know, it's something natural, normal. You know, but if you could avoid it, just avoid it. And I'm not just talking about like that incident. I'm talking about like in general.
At the end of the day, if you see your wife busy, you're also busy.
If your wife is busy, look for it.
Look for yourself. Don't be asking her a bunch of stuff because it's interfering her thoughts with her, with whatever it is she's doing.
No, it's. You guys know that women, we could do 100 things at once. Men could only do one thing at once. But
no,
anyways,
but look, but
this
women,
concludes
but
this
women,
video.
But women know
not
where
us bashing
but
each
where,
other.
But women know where everything's at in the house. So it's all right to be like, babe, where's this? All you got to do is point me in the direction, and then I'll find it.
No, I'll be like, babe, it's in the right-hand corner in the cabinet and right next to the fridge. He'll be right there. I cannot see it. And it's literally like right here, right in front of his face. But
Okay. It does
that's
happen.
All men, but it's okay.
It does happen.
I'm already used to it. Now I'm just like, take a deep breath. And then I just go and get it for him. I'm like, you know what? Let me just get it because I'm going to tell him 100 times and he's still not going to find it.
All right. She's right. At the end of the day, yes, she's right. Happy wife. Happy life.
Yes. But that's if I'm happy, he's happy. So. And
true.
If I'm happy, I'll make him happy.
If she's happy.
If I'm angry.
If she's happy and I'm happy, we're happy. If she's happy and I'm mad, she's still happy. No, I'm just kidding. But anyways, that concludes today's video, how to handle disagreements. Obviously, do we argue? And who gives them first? I thought this was just a cool little topic to talk about because I know people think we're like the perfect couple because obviously we don't show everything on social media. We're a regular couple just like everybody else. But one thing we do is try to work things out and give it our all. So that is it for today's episode. And if you are new, like we mentioned earlier, make sure to subscribe to the podcast here on this YouTube channel. I don't know if you guys are listening to us on Spotify or any other streaming platform, but subscribe. Hit the like button. Give us some good comments, some cool comments. We do read all the comments, by the way. And we might use one of the topics in the comments in future episodes. So go ahead, comment down below if you're interested in something that we probably haven't covered. But yeah, and don't forget to turn on your post notifications as well. So every Friday, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And don't forget to
love a little.
See you guys.